Buckle up, bonehead. You're going for a ride.
The Regional Rock Hour, brought to you by Paddy's Pub.
She grabbed my arm and pulled me to the side. She had a devil look inside her eyes, yeah, yeah, yeah. She kissed me, no, not once, not twice. I'm thinking she's just in it for the ride, yeah, yeah, yeah. I said, baby, what was mine? She said, you can have whatever you like. I'm thinking it's the devil inside. I'm thinking she's just in it for the ride, yeah, yeah. Inside her eyes, yeah, yeah, yeah. She kissed me, no, not once, not twice. I'm thinking she's a sinner for the ride.
Was the debut of I'm Not Ready by 7 Minutes Till Midnight on the Regional Rock Hour, brought to you by Paddy's Pub on 92.1 The Eagle. Great tune, guys.
Thank you.
Very good, very good. So, Lauren and Jalen still hanging out. You got some shows coming up here. I know coming up beginning of June, you guys are doing the Genesis Music Festival, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I'm really excited about that one, actually.
Awesome.
I just like big crowds, so if I hear festival, I'm like, all right, let's do it.
There's a few other bands that are going to be there. Are there any that you're looking forward to playing with?
I haven't actually looked at the lineup. I know Hairball is playing. Mm-hmm. I know a couple other ones. I think my guitar player, Chris, knows the name of, but I haven't really looked at the lineup, so I couldn't tell you.
Okay, well. I'll tell you, it's not too shabby so far.
That's what I've heard.
Not too shabby so far. Jalen, what are some of the other shows you have coming up?
I'd have to look it up right now. Other than the Genesis Music Festival, we got, we're playing at the Rock and the Scoreboard. That's April 21st, and, like, we're playing with just a couple of other shows, I think. There's a Battle of Bands May 27th.
Battle of the Bands, awesome. Have you guys ever done one of those?
I did I was like 15. It was funny because my band at the time had like 4 days to rehearse for it, so we didn't win, unfortunately. But I mean, it was a fun experience.
Well, yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Now, I hear a couple of barbecue battles going, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Fort Frenzy in September.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be happening. I'd have to look it up next.
All right. Well, where can everybody find out about all your upcoming shows?
We have our events on Facebook and everything. It's just at 7MTM Band. We're on Facebook and everything. We're on YouTube in case you want to listen to that anytime we upload any other, like, music. We're also on, like...
You do the Insta? Instagram?
Oh, yeah. We have an Instagram, but I don't really think we post on it very much. Just, like, when we have photo shoots, we post. But, other than that, we don't really just post every now and then.
We're trying to get more into it and everything. I think our, like, Facebook page and everything, that's the most we update and everything, because that's what people are mostly on.
So. Yeah, everyone mostly follows our Facebook page, so we just kind of post everything important on there.
Mm-hmm. And sure. Okay.
I mean, every now and then we'll post some photo shoot pictures on the Instagram, but
yeah.
Other than that, not really.
That makes sense. Yeah, if your fan base is there, that's the way to go. Now, this new tune, it's on Reverb Nation. You can check it out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. And any plans on when you'll have an EP or an album ready to go?
Trying to before the end of the year. I have a lot of songs written. It's just practicing them as a band is really hard to do when everyone lives kind of outside of where I live. And where we practice is at my house. So it's like I have to wait for everyone to get to the house at one time to actually go through an original and then go in and like put different parts in it and fix things and make it to where it's ready to be recorded. It's not always that simple, so it's hopefully before the end of the year, but okay. Hopefully is
all
a
right.
Strong word.
Well, I'll tell you, we are really looking forward to whatever comes next. This is a great tune, and I'm sure we will we'll hear it on here again. So,
well, thank you.
Jalen, Lauren from 7 Minutes Till Midnight, thank you very much for coming in, hanging out today.
Well, thank you for having us.
You got it. We're back to the tunes now on the Regional Rock Hour with Scarlet Canary. It's Bottles and Anchors, 92.1.
This is the Regional Rock Hour.
He likes it!
On 92.1 The Eagle.
That east side window, I don't care.
2.1 The Eagle. That's Brutal Republic and East Side Window. You can catch them May 12th playing Patty's Pub. They're bringing their buddy Super Chief from Des Moines down for a show. You can also catch them at the Genesis Music Festival. It's going on June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Actually, two of Ober's bands are playing. Lone Tree Revival will be there Friday on Stage 1 from 3 until 5. And then Saturday from 6 until 8 on Stage 1, Brutal Republic, that band you just heard. We've got a couple other bands that are playing that Genesis Music Festival coming up right after the break. The Regional Rock Hour brought to you by Patty's Pub on 92.1 The Eagle.
Patty's Pub has a few reasons you should get out of the house this April. On the 19th, check out the Third Thursday Jam Session from 8 to midnight. On Friday 420, the Surf Zombies are throwing down their hard-hitting surf rock with a great variety of dance grooves. Get there at 9 to catch opening act MGCC. Saturday the 21st, Party Animals Riddled with Class return to the Rock Room. And don't forget, April 28th is the Pool and Dart League Appreciation Night with live music from Vivache. Like and follow Patty's Pub on Facebook for upcoming events. Patty's Pub, downtown Fort Dodge.